This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM
89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. Good morning and welcome to Open for Business. This is the show that dives into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. Today, I'll be diving into an increasingly crucial topic within the bustling construction sector of Malaysia: safety on the job site. In an industry that's as dynamic as it is often hazardous, innovative solutions are not just welcome, they're often necessary. And joining us today is Frank Tan. He's the co-founder of Nuri IoT. They're a company at the forefront of this safety revolution with a groundbreaking smart helmet. This piece of tech is not just a hard hat. It's a sophisticated blend of Internet of Things technology aimed at drastically reducing common yet avoidable accidents. And through their work, Nuri IoT is setting a new standard for safety in construction, addressing the pressing need for protective measures in an environment where every second and every decision can make a life-changing difference. Welcome to the show, Frank. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here, sir. My first question then, obviously, with Malaysia's construction economy going through significant growth, how do you kind of have this balance between quick development and this need for enhanced safety measures within the industry?
Malaysia, I think, is currently a developing nation, and it's moving towards a first world nation. Mm. In general, one of the key factors of a first world nation is to see an overall positive improvement, or rather a drop of accident rates. Mm. In hitting this, it is timely and apt for both the policymakers and the private sectors to work hand in hand in ensuring Vision Zero, a large scale worldwide vision actually, and making it achievable. In fact, we see Perkaso or Sopso, okay, has this Vision Zero as their tagline now. Therefore, now we can see a movement in Malaysia, especially with the current Occupational Safety and Health Master Plan of 2025. It is a midterm plan by the government to spearhead safety and health for the people and the nation at large. The current OSH Master Plan in 2025 is already in its third edition since its launch about 15 years ago. Mm. It has significant plans being drawn up and implemented in ensuring safety in the country as the country is advancing. Further to that, with the new amendment to the OSH Act of 2022 that has been passed in Parliament and approved on 1st April 2024 for enforcement effective from 1st of June 2024, there will be another interesting phase for the country to we see the country actually moving towards that safer place. Mm-hmm. And this new act, actually going to really start on 1st of June, will surely be the mover and shaker, I would say, for all industries and the nation as a whole.
Right. So tell me a little bit about your smart helmet and this 5-iRay technique that addresses some of the challenges that are on construction sites.
Okay, now on a smaller scale, the patented 5-iRay eyes technique was developed to assist forklift and many other material handling equipment, like practically a 6.5 million ringgit reach stacker operator. Mm-hmm. Or see like a Superman, which means they can technically look through blind spots.
Oh, wow.
Okay. This 5-iRay eyes technique was developed by me many years ago. Technically, it uses the line of sight theory to help them see their loading and unloading process, mm-hmm. especially when their view is being blocked by large goods, which is being moved. So during the loading and unloading movement, as well as during the tight maneuvering of the machine in the warehouse or the construction site.
Right.
Generally, this concept uses the same one like the old Mercedes-Benz, you know, where the driver is doing a side parking and he refers to the Mercedes-Benz, the front bonnet star emblem, to help them to park correctly without hitting the other vehicles.
So got it. Yes. Got it.
So this smart helmet, on the other hand, is the complement to that one, and it is an extension of the fire area eyes technique that allows operator to see more accurately with the assistance of laser beam attached to the helmet, and also with night vision in dimly lit environment, and many, many other benefits.
This genuinely sounds like something MacGyver would have made years ago. Somebody like that.
If I've got one hair of the leg of MacGyver, then I'll be multi-billionaire already.
I love the idea behind this, Frank. How long did it take to develop it?
We started about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Originally, it was a three eyes technique, and then we further improved. Oh, there's another need. Another accident has happened. So this accident can be prevented by developing a false eye, and then now we are left with five eyes.
Right.
We're still developing a sixth eye.
I was going to say, do you think there's going to be more eyes added a little bit later on? Possibly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you mentioned it before. I mean, construction sites are always identifying accidents or things could happen as the techniques on site change, obviously. So it's a dynamic workspace. New methods are brought in all the time. And there is this belief amongst some construction workers that accidents are just part of the job. Now, what strategies do you think are most effective in changing that mindset towards this culture of safety first?
I love the word you said, mindset.
Mm.
It's very dear to me and near to my heart. At the end of any day or whatever has happened, if you walk along the corridors of safety, I'm very sure every safety practitioner out there believes and will highlight to you that behavior-based safety, acronym is called, we call it BBS, normally in our safety world, is a key to setting safety culture.
Mm-hmm.
This is because BBS is a concept that believes safety must be ingrained from one's own self-belief. If we believe safety is our way of life, then automatically accidents will be reduced because people like Heinrich have identified that almost all the time, and when an accident happens, 90% of it is attributed to human factors.
Yeah.
However, BBS is a long-term strategy. It can't happen overnight, just like if we pick up smoking and you want to give up smoking, picking up can be too
easy. Yeah.
But giving it up probably will take 3 months, 6 months.
It could be 2 years, Frank. It could be 2 years. Yeah. I get it.
So I would say it's a long-term, if you mind, it's a long-term strategy thing. And it needs programs and lead people into this kind of program, and it constitutes a behavioral change. The 2 years, as you say that, so that workers will one day say, "I want safety," rather than "I must follow safety."
Right.
But it is like in our saying that I heard before: if an egg is broken from an outside force, life ends.
Right.
If an egg is broken from inside force, life just begun.
I love that. And on that note, let's take a short break. Folks, this is Open for Business. It's the show that dives into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm speaking with Frank Tan. He is the co-founder of Neuri IoT. When we come back, we'll be speaking a little bit about the role of technology in safety training. And of course, a little bit later on, I might even speak to Frank about some money and about how he raised funds or how this project was gotten off the ground. We'll be right back after these messages here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Bluff Free Medium, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Good morning, I'm Rich Bradbury. Welcome back to Open for Business. It's the show that dives deep into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm speaking with Frank Tan. He's the co-founder of Neuri IoT. They're a company at the forefront of a safety revolution with a groundbreaking smart helmet. Frank, I want to talk to you about this idea of technology within safety training. How do you think things like IoT technology and through stuff like your smart helmet, has transformed traditional safety training methods within the construction industry?
I think there are many players actually using IoT as part of their safety training. In our sense here, it is totally different. We are using it. One of the reason of using it is because we are using it for the practical operations of the mobile machinery.
Okay. Right.
So, which I do not see any players so far using IoT as part of these practical operations of mobile machinery, like a risk stacker or the forklift or any other machines. So, however, I would say that in terms of using IoT technology, there are already organizations that have actually started implementing IoT in their construction operation. For example, we were involved quite a lot with the MRT Line 2. Mm. It's spearheaded by MMC Gamuda, which we saw them utilizing technology in their planning, not only planning, but all the way right up to implementation. And it actually cuts the process of the construction. And actually, I think there's a lot of gains there, savings. Mm. So we understand by using IoT technology, the company actually increased their efficiency and at the same time, a lot of substantial savings. However, from the perspective of heavy machinery safety training, operation training, I don't think anyone so far has actually implemented IoT in this field because they're only using webinar theory training seriously. So far, I'm not talking about Malaysia. I'm talking about generally in the world. I haven't seen any so far.
Okay.
Maybe I can share, if you don't mind, the smart helmet actually came about.
Sure. We can do that.
In the year 2019, when business was moving too fast for us, we couldn't catch up. All our trainers were actually packed with training, training days. Hence, we were actually short of trainers and assessors for the practical portion of the assessment.
Mm.
One of the ways we thought we can help was to save man days. So by conducting the online training for the theory portion, and add in the IoT smart helmet for the, especially the outstation practical training and assessment portion.
Right.
So that will cut us 2 days traveling in and out. So that's a lot of savings for us in terms of man days. And that also means cost. But the idea went flat into coma, but it was not dead yet. Because employers actually cannot comprehend how will online make training of operation skills stick or understandable.
Mm.
And on top of that, so even in coma, so in coming this COVID-19 lockdown, crisis struck.
Right.
I used to tell my friends in the Chinese word, Wei Qi, which tells them to look for the opportunity within the disaster. So this unprecedented danger, Wei Xian in Mandarin, danger lah. Gives birth to jihui, opportunity. The acronym is Wei Qi for the two words together, which means during a danger that could arise an opportunity. As we should search for the opportunity. We looked for it. New reality looked for it. So when the safety operations training was shelved during the MCO and because of social distancing regulations, there was that. And like many other training organizations, we ventured back into online. However, our biggest challenge for us is our heavy machinery competency training, which is akin to taking the JPJ driving test.
Yeah.
All such competency training was put to a halt as far as the regulations are concerned. And because we need to also survive, and because the trainees also need to be recertified so that they can continue to operate the forklift and the boom lift and the whatever machines. And to be certified, but then therefore everybody was stuck. So when we brought in our this thing, two-way communication IoT system over here, and employers accepted it. Key point.
Yeah.
The trainees also loved it.
Okay,
because a lot of the operators are all now Gen Zs, younger folks. They are used to all these gadgets and all this kind of stuff, you know. So the smart helmet actually revived.
Right, right,
right. By using this method, we achieve two-way communication in our clinic.
Okay.
So we did that for a demo and guided from outside on the forklift steering wheel, the controls, and they can see through a tablet which we send to them on loan basis. I'm not given away. And during the practical training, we assess them perfectly because we can see through the smart network what they see.
Mm.
Because of the fire area eyes technique and the external reference point, all this makes things very simple. This is crucial for our practical competency training. And even after the lockdown is over, we still do receive continuous inquiries in the business for such IoT smart integrated helmet with the bi-eye system from many of the MNC, GLC, PLC customers.
Right.
Even as far as Sabah, Sarawak, it continued from what happened during the COVID lockdown. Reason is simply savings in time because the magician, the employer is only looking at time costs.
Right.
Flying in people.
Yeah.
Flying them back.
Yeah.
Staying in the hotel. Traveling costs, many claims. And getting back to work, it becomes others. They take time to go back to work. And we can train them from all over East Asia, Southeast Asia, or whether it's East Malaysia. Anyway, East Malaysia is also overseas. Eh?
Mm.
That's why we always say our this smart helmet thing actually cross oceans without having to fly.
Right, right, right. Can we talk a little bit about how you managed to raise funds to develop this, Frank?
Actually, it's all internally funded.
And, oh, okay.
Because of our track record with the bankers, we even turned down some banks.
Oh, wow.
Their loans, we could manage as and when whoever comes in.
Yeah.
And then through agents, we don't accept. It is a real direct bank. We do accept, you know.
So you could actually be choosy about who you wanted to invest and help and who wanted to help you out. All right. Okay. That's an advantage that many entrepreneurs don't have. Most people are begging for money. You guys are like saying, no, we don't want your money. And we'd rather go with somebody we know and we trust.
Yeah. We practically choosy a bit. We just want to go for lower interest rates, better terms, you know, not so much of terms and conditions and all those things, because we got a positive cash flow coming in every day. And in fact, our sales now is revenue is better than before the COVID.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pre-COVID.
Okay. Before we go into another break, I want to ask you, when you're developing something like this, I mean, you know, it's a tool that obviously has a lot of uses, and I'm guessing there must have been kind of times when it didn't work right or something was not correct, you know, with the tool. How often or how many times did you kind of go back to the drawing board and be like, this is not working, we need to change this, we need to change that? Because we talk to entrepreneurs a lot. And often they tell us, you know, we made mistakes, we had to change, we had to pivot. What was your situation like when you were developing this helmet?
Yeah, there are numerous, especially during the COVID lockdown.
Now
our first prototype is incomplete.
Right.
So we need to re-gear the whole thing and so many other stuff.
Yeah.
So I'll just tell you a few for a moment. Eh?
Yeah.
Well, one, we teach the people to use the smart helmet. That is initially was crazy. So we had to come up with a video to tell, to explain.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And a lot of people also, those maybe a bit elderly, they are also 40, 50 years old, but very popular as well. Well, we have to show them through a video how to click, where to start, where is the on button. It's not the switch in the light board, the light you just switch. Okay, and we had to tell them how to log in, log out, and all the kind of stuff.
Right.
In the tablet. And on the other hand, the helmet, we have to also have a layout plan of when we teach them in the online. In the theory portion, we have the practical layout. We have to ask the set it up, the pallets and what so forth in such a way it's a very tight environment, and they have to park their forklift here and there like this, and so that it can maneuver. We have to to send the gadgets all over there, the tablets as well, the smart helmet and all the stuff over there. And we had a lot of problems with the customs because they also need to say, what is this tablet coming? And right. What is this helmet here? And yeah. We also have to raise regarding whether there's any breakage. Very, thank God we have only two breakage and out of the hundreds of tablets. And our helmet is still intact, very nice, because it's very well protected. And we have to carry insurance for it. It's a costing, but no extra cost to the employer. Nothing extra, because we want the business. We want the continuity of our business. So sure. It's as important as they need us, we also need them as well.
Sure.
But I think there are just only probably 10% culture accidents, problems that we have.
So a lot of issues to get a big market, right? Okay. We need to take a short break here, Frank. Folks, I'm speaking with Frank Tan. He's the co-founder of Nuri IoT. And this, of course, is Open for Business. It is a show that dives into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. We'll be right back after these messages with Frank here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Boring, fake, macho. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Good morning and welcome back to Open for Business. This is the show that dives deep into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm speaking with Frank Tan, the co-founder of Nuri IoT. We're talking about the crucial topic within the bustling construction sector of Malaysia, and that's safety on the job site. Frank has been one of the creators of the integrated smart helmet, which has plenty of technology, the 5 iRay eye technique, which has been telling me all about earlier on. Frank, let's talk about the future of construction safety with IoT as well and with your product. When you look beyond the smart helmet, do you have other innovations that you are in the pipeline looking to further change the industry, or is the helmet the one thing with you just for now?
The helmet itself needs to be improve further. That's why we actually was graciously awarded a grant, innovative grant from the Cradle Fund.
Right.
So that was in beginning of 2023, and we drawn down two milestones drawn down already, and we are now waiting for the final one, which is end of the month. They're coming to inspect and check everything is in order, good order. Mm-hmm. And we have also got to get CIRIM approval, and we are doing some minor touches here and there to improve it further to make it user friendly.
Right.
And we are also looking at how the data and whatever thing that ever we don't need to be just tagged to a person or a trainer assessor kind of human or manual, you know. So we are even looking at how we can digitalize the thing, and then we can actually store it in the CPU somewhere for people's CPU, because we are looking at other marketing platform to actually sell this service to help other training providers.
Right.
Help improving the safety of so many more customers that we are not serving.
And that data could also be used to see people's movements around the job site, around the construction site, so other site supervisors would be able to look at that data, and that would help them in the future. Correct.
Yes. So the other aspect is that you mentioned the word supervisor. We are looking at actually using this not only for between trainer and trainee, okay, or assessor, but also between people who are frontline workers and people who are the engineers or architects or whoever in the back room office. So they actually are able to be working hand in hand for whatever they are doing, not necessarily only for training, but also for their normal operations. Because our unit here is very different, because you can see over here, I can't show you in the audio, but It is on the helmet there, it's at the top there, it can be articulated. So when I'm actually looking down up here, but actually I want it to show that I am at the perfect line using the laser beam.
Yeah,
I check on that one. I still have to worry about what is in front of me. So we have made ourselves that way, that product that way, so that it is becoming easier and easier for everybody. What you see in the market now, I won't mention which company, but there are two major companies. One is a major company in the world and one is a local called GLC. Theirs is a static. That means what the operators see and everything is just in line with their camera for the backroom office to see. But in our case here, it's articulated, so it's very different.
Very interesting. Now, before we wrap up, Frank, I mean, you talked about it, your product going overseas to East Malaysia, to Sabah. Do you see it going further than that? Do you think this is an international product in the making?
Our plan is actually going for the international market because it's definitely easily, it definitely can be used. Because there are people who are actually, there are the people who actually needs it. In fact, we have Ford Motors from Michigan even calling us for this Five Eyes.
Wow.
And we have already done training for people in the Hirima in Singapore, but they are sourcing for their workers who are actually serving the various parts of Asia and Asia Pacific.
Yeah.
And we also do for Fugro, and they are actually doing, their operators are, their people are actually serving on the oil rigs, building oil rigs, dismantling oil rigs, or windmills offshore. And these are our customers.
They're already using your product.
Yeah, right.
Fantastic. Brent Tan, thank you so much for your time today. I've learned a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Folks, I've been speaking with Frank Tan. He's the co-founder of Nuri IoT. They're a company at the forefront of a safety revolution with their groundbreaking smart helmet. You've been tuned in to Open for Business. Of course, this is the show that dives into the journeys and ventures of entrepreneurs and business leaders here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.